There's a long legacy of presidential pooches like the three we just mentioned, but the human occupants of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue haven't always limited themselves to dogs. We're talking about lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my. Also, horses, elephants, and hippos? Can you imagine bringing a pet hippo into the White House? Can you imagine bringing one anywhere? We're going to let Tom Foreman handle the history of presidential pets.
Ever since George Washington, presidents have been judged by the dogs they run with.
Presidents and their pets have a long and storied history.
Garrett Graff is editor-in-chief of Washingtonian Magazine.
Most of us don't get the intricacies of Middle East oil politics and the rise and fall of the GDP, but we can get if you connect with a dog.
Presidents have kept company with critters of all types. Theodore Roosevelt turned the White House into a zoo with parrots, horses, ponies, bears, a zebra, snakes, and inexplicably a one-legged chicken.
John Quincy Adams actually used to love surprising guests in the White House with an alligator he kept in a bathtub.
William Taft had a cow. Woodrow Wilson pioneered the PR potential of sheep, using them to trim the White House lawn during World War I and apparently calling someone about it. Calvin Coolidge, like Roosevelt, had it all. Lion cubs, a goose, a bobcat, a raccoon, and a pygmy hippo named Billy.
Both Teddy Roosevelt and Calvin Coolidge gave large parts of their menagerie to the National Zoo here in Washington. Even today, many, if not most, of the pygmy hippos in zoos in the United States are descendants of that original Calvin Coolidge hippo.
But dogs have always been the most likely pick for first pet, for better or worse. For example, there was a story going around that during a tour of the Aleutian Islands, Franklin Roosevelt left his Scottish Terrier, Fala, behind and sent the Navy back to rescue him. Almost every president has had at least one dog, and maybe, just maybe, there is a reason beyond politics.
The presidency is a very lonely undertaking. I think there are very many moments in the White House where what you really want to do is take your pet for a walk.
One school, 25 valedictorians? That's the subject of my latest article at CNN's Schools of Thought blog. Vanguard High School in Ocala, Florida offers students college-level courses, and a lot of people take them. So more than 20 students there are expected to have GPAs of 5.0. Since the school ranks its students based on GPA and not numerical grades, it's possible there will be 25 Vanguard seniors with 5.0s. They'd be at the top of their class. It's crazy. How does the school decide who speaks at graduation? You can't have 25 speakers, even if they are all valedictorians. Nobody has ever complained that a graduation ceremony was too short. You can find the answer to that at the Schools of Thought blog. It's all things education, and it's relevant to anyone who's ever been a student, which is all of us. The address, cnn.com/schoolsofthought.